Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your weekly source for the latest in aerospace innovation and industry trends. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel. Today we're diving into how a leading aluminum diecast component manufacturer is leveraging digital twin technology to boost flexibility and efficiency. It's quite a story, don't you think?
Absolutely. Let's start by setting the scene. Alupress, based in Bressanon, has been around since the late 1960s. Specializing in aluminum diecasting for the automotive sector, they've made flexibility a cornerstone of their operations. I see.
Right, and in an industry where demand fluctuates, being flexible isn't just an advantage, it's a necessity. But how exactly do they achieve this?
Well, it starts with a commitment to technological innovation. 2 years ago, they introduced VICUT, a simulation and optimization software for CNC machines. I think that's key.
VICUT, developed by CG Tech since 1988, now in its 9.4 release, it's been a game changer for them. Let me get this straight. VICUT creates a digital twin of their machine tools.
Exactly. Senior Process Development Engineer Quirico Calabretti explains that this allows them to simulate and analyze the entire production process before it happens on the actual machine. That's quite a big claim, right?
It sure is, and the benefits: reduced cycle times, elimination of collisions, and improved machining quality. But there's more to it than just that.
Oh, for sure. They mention that the software also helps optimize tool paths and simulate different profiles or tools. This not only makes the process more efficient, but also contributes to sustainability by reducing energy consumption and extending tool life cycles.
I like how they approach the implementation in two phases, starting with the single platform license to learn the software, then moving to multi-platform as they needed to manage different machine geometries.
Right, and that makes sense. With machines ranging from single spindle to twin spindle, and with different rotary tables, they needed a scalable solution. Their approach shows strategic planning.
And the results: they've not only improved production efficiency, but also strengthened their position as a technological partner. By collaborating closely with their customers' technical teams, they're able to go beyond just manufacturing parts.
Absolutely. They're essentially helping their clients improve the efficiency of the production process and the quality of the products. It's a win-win situation.
So what's next for Alupress? With their focus on innovation and sustainability, it seems they're well positioned to meet future challenges. What do you think?
I think they're setting a great example for others in the industry. By embracing digital twin technology, they're not just keeping up with the curve, they're leading it.
Well, that's all for this episode of Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. We've covered how Alupress is using digital twins to enhance flexibility, reduce production times, and improve sustainability. Thanks for joining us.
Stay tuned for next week when we'll explore another exciting development in aerospace innovation. Until then, this is Emma and Daniel signing off.